You're listening to the Sharks Audio Network. Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
On Friday, April 25th, the San Jose Barracuda's Andrew Podorowski was named the Les Cunningham Award winner as the AHL's most valuable player. And a release put out by the San Jose Barracuda Media Relations Department says that the American Hockey League announced today that San Jose Barracuda forward Andrew Podorowski has been voted the winner of the Les Cunningham Award as the AHL's most valuable player for the 2024-25 season. The award was voted on by coaches, players, and members of the media representing each of the league's 32 cities. This is the first MVP award for Podorowski, whose AHL career accolades include 3 scoring titles and 2 Calder Cup championships. Despite missing the final 3 weeks of the 2024-25 regular season, Podorowski led the league with 73 points in 59 games to lead the Barracuda to their best record and first Calder Cup playoff appearance since 2019. He also ranked second in the AHL, only to teammate Tenille Gushin, with 13 power play goals as San Jose finished with a league-best 24% efficiency with the man advantage. San Jose was 31-19-5-4 with Podorowski in the lineup, compared to 5-8-0-0 without him, as well as 24-10-4-3 in games when he registered at least 1 point. A native of Williamsville, New York, Podorowski was voted a first-team AHL All-Star in 2024-25, his fourth career postseason AHL All-Star selection. In 527 career AHL regular season games with San Jose, Coachella Valley, Chicago, San Diego, and Charlotte, he has compiled 161 goals and 332 assists for 493 points, and he has added 26 goals and 47 assists for 73 points in 81 postseason contests. Signed to a 2-year, 2-way contract by the Sharks this past summer, the 31-year-old set new Barracuda franchise records for points and goals this season, recording 22 multi-point games. In his career, the 9-year veteran has appeared in 9 games in the NHL with the Sharks, Carolina Hurricanes, and Seattle Kraken, collecting 3 assists. Podorowski spoke with the media. This is what he had to say.
Andrew, first of all, congratulations. I know this is a big honor, something that you've never won before. What was your reaction when you heard the news?
Joe Will gave me a call this morning. It was definitely pretty cool. The cliche answer, but it same applies to me, that you don't really play the game for the individual awards, but I think it's a testament to our team and the good players that I get to play with every night that have, helped me to be in this position and given me the opportunity to succeed. So it's definitely pretty cool. I think it's a all-around honor to, our team and everyone that's helped me out.
When you look back at your career in the AHL, I mean, you've had a lot of success, obviously 3 scoring titles. I don't know if you've had a chance to take it in. Are you a bit stunned that maybe you haven't won an MVP before?
Yeah, I mean, we joked around my year in Chicago. Even my good friend Steph Nason that year, I think he had like 49 goals, and he was more than well to deserve to win that one that year. But we just used it as motivation for playoffs. But like I said, it's not something you really think too much about, or it's not really why you train in the summer to do that. You want to win championships, so that's what motivates me. But it's definitely a huge honor, and I'm very thankful to be in the position to win it.
Going off that playoff success, I know you're not in the lineup right now because you're hurt, but just to see the performance that the team put together last night, especially in that third period, how excited does that make you feel that, okay, they're doing their best to give you a chance to come back and play?
Yeah, it's awesome. Just side note, exciting times for us over here. I'm actually back in Buffalo with my wife right now. We just welcomed our third child.
Oh, congrats.
Yeah, and she delivered him last night, so I was able to then flip the iPad on and catch the game, and it was awesome to see the boys get the job done. And obviously it sucks right now being hurt, and it's out of my hands, but, for them to have my back and get a win like that is definitely huge, so hopefully they can keep going.
What'd you name the baby?
We actually just picked the name. It's Nash Andrew Podorowski.
Nash Andrew Podorowski. Awesome. Congratulations, yeah. Andrew.
Thank you.
Go to Curtis.
Hey, Andrew. Congratulations on the award here. You mentioned your teammates there, You don't win an award like this unless it's like, unless you're on a good team. What made you confident that San Jose could be a good team this year when you made the decision to sign? Obviously, they had been out of the playoffs the last couple of years. What made you confident that the Barracuda could be a good team this year?
So it's tough to answer that. I wouldn't say that was my main intention on signing here. I think I came here more for, you know, the opportunity to try and play in the NHL and, you know, come step in and fill a role that, you know, that they haven't had in the past years. But I was pleasantly surprised when I got to camp and, you know, just learning about all the players and all the young talent that's in the organization and, you know, getting to play with some of these players and seeing how good they are and you know, with, you know, us complimenting each other on the ice and having success that we did, it was, you know, a lot of fun to be a part of and really cool to, you know, see these guys and how good they are and, you know, help me have the season that I had. So, it's something I guess I didn't expect, when I made the decision to sign here, but, like I said, it's been nothing but a lot of fun and cool to see.
Who are your line mates to start the year with? Was kind of an automatic chemistry that maybe you guys built early on?
I'd say my line switched a ton early on. I think the one consistent piece was Colin Graf. We played a lot of time together from the start of the year, but you know, yeah, it hasn't been a steady three. We've kind of rotated a bunch and flipped guys in and out here and there, but I think that also speaks in volumes about our team and how, you know, anybody could step in there and all the, you know, different pieces and talent that we had that, you know, we have a lot of different options who can come and, you know, help me and fill that role. So it's pretty cool.
Like you said, you know, it's nice to win the individual awards, but I'm sure you're more interested in helping this team, you know, go deep in the playoffs here. Can you kind of say where you're at right now with your injury and maybe when you might get it back on the ice or even join the team for a practice?
Yeah, right now it's still week to week. And trust me, I'm doing everything I possibly can to try and get back out there. Like our son was born last night at like 8 p.m. and I was in doing rehab this morning at 8 a.m. even here in Buffalo. So yeah, that's all I can really say, but I'm working as hard as I can to get back and hopefully join the boys as soon as possible. And hopefully, you know, they keep winning games and then we can make that run together. But from my end, it's fun to watch, you know, what they did last night, especially in the third period. So hopefully get another win for me here soon.
Can I ask how you got hurt?
Yeah, it's just a hit I took in the game in that Abbotsford game that I went out in. And yeah, it's just a tough hit, but it is what it is. Right. It's a violent sport.
All right. Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Go ahead, Chang.
Hey, Andrew. Double congratulations to you.
Thank you. Thanks, Chang.
Wondering just how, you know, you mentioned that when you signed here, you know, you maybe didn't know how good this team was going to be. Just how rewarding has it been to watch this year and also kind of see how your leadership has impacted the young guys and, you know, they listen to you and they're growing too. And just to see that kind of growth from the younger players around you.
Yeah, it's definitely been really cool to be a part of that. I'd say from my standpoint, I like to just try and be a good person and create a good culture. And that's something, you know, that's just kind of been instilled in me. But you know, you get to know guys, have them over for dinner. I've had a couple times I've had some of the younger guys come over and you know, just get to know them and show them what it's like to be a good person, ask people how their day is, stuff like that. I think a lot of little things just add up. And when you create a good culture and you have a lot of good people and you work hard and you're competitive, I think all those things, you know, help lead to success on the ice. And that's what it takes, you know, to be a good pro. And it's a really competitive business and it's hard to stay in this league, in any league, but you know, if you're a good person, you work hard, you're a good teammate, you're competitive, all those little things I think add up. So just trying to use that and lead by example. I'm not really a big rah-rah guy in the room and yelling and stuff. That's just not who I am. So yeah, just try and lead by example. And, you know, if any guys ever need anything, I feel like I'm a pretty easy guy to come talk to and, and help share my experiences.
And AHL, there's obviously a ton of player movement from year to year. So how cool is it to get this award for the first time and still be teammates with a Jimmy Schultz, to come here from Coachella Valley with him?
Yeah, definitely awesome. Jimmy and I are pretty close friends and had great times together in Coachella. And the fact that we both ended up signing together in San Jose was awesome. And we were super excited for it. So, yeah, just to have, our families together. And my son loves Jimmy. He's always asking, where's Jimmy and stuff like that. So, just to have another year with him here has been really cool. And, to see him take over the leadership role as captain has been awesome. And he does a great job. And, everything I just preached on is exactly Jimmy to a T. He's a great leader, a great character person. I don't think anyone has ever said a bad word about the guy. So, yeah, it's been really cool to be a part of it with Jim.
Did you guys kind of know you guys were going to sign together, or did any discussion in that? Was it just kind of a surprise? Like, oh, hey, you're going to San Jose too?
Yeah, it's. I mean, we had a couple discussions, but you never really know going into free agency. It's kind of, you have a lot of different options up in the air, and then stuff kind of picks up pretty quickly. So we both knew that San Jose had reached out and that, our agents were in contact with them. But like I said, there's a lot of other teams involved in there too. So the odds of us actually lining up together probably weren't great. But yeah, I think once. He texted me or something. I was like, hey, I think we're actually going to San Jose. And I was like, no way, I think I am too. And then it all got done there like pretty quickly. So yeah, we were super excited.
That's awesome. And I actually was talking with Jimmy, and he mentioned that you had actually had guys at your house pretty recently for dinner. Even though you were, I assume you're hurt, and obviously your Haley was expecting too. And anyway, just why was that important for you to just still be involved? Who did you have over, and did you kind of impart like playoff wisdom maybe to them, like just what to expect? I don't know.
Yeah, so it's obviously been tough not being out there with the guys, and when you're hurt, you kind of feel isolated a little bit. And then yeah, on top of that, Haley and the family have been back in Buffalo preparing for the birth. So I've been super lonely and wanted to, get to see the guys and stuff. And I actually promised some of the younger guys I would smoke them a brisket. So yeah, when I got a big 20-pound brisket, and I think there's like 10 of us at the house. I think it was Kegs, Furlong, Hasher, Jimmy popped by, then Graffer, Bstat, and then I think the two new guys, Giles and Ospachuk. Hope I'm not leaving anybody out. But yeah, no, it's just kind of getting all these guys together, and I think that's what being a good team in playoffs is. You need to have a close group and get to know guys. So obviously, I can't contribute on the ice right now, so. Just bringing the guys together. We got to watch some playoff hockey. We got to eat some good food. It was one of my best briskets to date. So, no, we had a great time, and it's just fun getting to hang out with the guys sometimes off the ice. You get to create bonds with guys that you don't normally form inside the rink. So, you get to talk about other stuff and watch some NHL playoffs. So, yeah, we had a great time.
All right, well, Andrew, congratulations again, and hope you get back on ice soon.
Thank you. I hope so too.
All right. Last call for questions. We have for a few more minutes here. If you have anything, raise your hand. Otherwise, up, oh, Ruzi, go ahead.
Andrew, first of all, congratulations. This is a really big deal for the organization, but also for yourself. And I wanted to ask you, as the team has gotten through its first game of the playoffs, so what do you make of the fact that this team seems to be showing a lot of resolve to try to take major steps forward to try to win a Calder Cup this year? And do you see that kind of resolve that you've seen before in some of the teams you've played for that have gone really far?
Yeah, I think if you look up and down our lineup, you see that there's no real glaring holes, and we have solid guys at all positions and a good blend of vets and younger players and even rookies that are stepping up and playing huge roles for us. So I think that's what it kind of takes to win at the AHL level. You need to have a great blend of both, and we certainly have that. But for me, it's really a uneasy feeling being a part of a best of three that you can't even play and have no factor out there. So to see what they did last night and kind of shut the door on them there in the third period and take over that game was huge. But like I said, best of three, we still got to get another one here. Definitely not out of the water by any means. So I texted a couple guys, like, keep your foot down, keep going, and get this win and close this thing out. So, yeah, it sucks watching on an iPad, but they did a great job.
Well, congratulations on the new arrival and also on this great award. You deserve it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, we'll close out with one more from Fang here.
Yeah, I just had to ask you, Andrew, what do you think of Be a Pig?
It's great. It all started with Louis Massa, the PK coach. He told I think we had a bad game early in the season where guys weren't blocking shots and stuff, so he said he needed to be a pig. So I think I started buying in, and when guys were blocking shots, guys were oinking at him on the bench and stuff like that. So just a funny little thing that kind of got guys to buy in. And sometimes you come up with a slogan at the end of the year for playoffs, and maybe it's a little cheesy or something, but it had meaning to us, and it was something during the middle of the year that guys bought into. And it's just something you can kind of rally around here, coming down the home stretch. So I think they got some pretty cool t-shirts. I can't wait to get my hands on one.
Be sure to check out my exclusive interview with the AHL MVP on the Sharks Audio Network On Demand podcast. For the San Jose Sharks and San Jose Barracuda, I'm Ted Ramey signing off.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yend.